Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lamar Jackson is still basically in purgatory because he has not signed the non-exclusive rights tender sheet or whatever the franchise tag that the Ravens have given him, which would mean if he signs it, if the Ravens decide not to match it, they'll get two first round picks.
Correct.
Okay. So you have a conundrum for us, Gov.
Yeah, we kind of chiseled this out this morning. It's some of my favorite stuff, but then we didn't want to waste it off air. Mm-hmm. And so Lamar Jackson said kind of yesterday he doesn't want to play for the Ravens anymore.
Right.
You know, so
he's also backed off his fully guaranteed been reported. Yeah.
And I think wisely so. I think he's seen the writing on the wall, and I think he's at this point, he's like, you know, this just doesn't seem like it can work. Is it impossible that he's still a Raven? No way. I mean, he's franchise tagged. So it's, I think a deal is coming. And I think the value for him has gone down in terms of what the Ravens can get. And I think the Ravens are kind of like right now, you know, if I can get a first round, if we can get a pretty high first round pick for him, that's enough. Now, we know what the tender says, that they're supposed to get two first round picks. But as you've stated multiple times, an actual trade can happen here.
Yes.
You can renegotiate his deal, get that taken care of, and then trade him to make it work with the cap and for draft picks. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody's given up two first rounders at this point. I really don't.
No.
And so we just kicked it out there. You know, there are people, we have listeners and fans who want, we have a receiver on the team who liked the tweet about Lamar Jackson coming mm-hmm. to the team. Mm-hmm. It's not impossible.
There are people nationally who think it's a great fit.
Yes. And this would be a very big move. One I'm torn on, but I want to find out from the Lamar Jackson supporters. Would you make this trade? And we all thought this was fair to throw on the air. The sixth overall pick and Jared Goff for Lamar Jackson. Understanding that you're probably paying him about $50 million a year.
Right. So $20 million more than you're paying Jared Goff.
You keep the rest of your picks. The Ravens get a quarterback in return that they're not long-term committed to. And they get the sixth pick, and they can do whatever they want with it.
So I'm a hard no. That one's easy for me, because then my follow-up question would be, okay, who is your backup cornerback going to be for the other five games that Lamar Jackson isn't able to play?
Cam Newton.
Your boy, because Tanner McKee.
The last 2 years, he's only played in 12 games. They were in a playoff run the last year, and it didn't come to fruition because he was unavailable. And you could say, well, he was holding out for a contract or he was hurt. Either way, he wasn't on the field. And I believe that's going to be a characteristic of Lamar Jackson, because he is such a great athlete. You can't take that out of him. You can't force him not to run, because that's part of what makes him special. It also puts him at great risk. And I don't want to pay a guy $50 million a year and only get 10, 11, 12 games out of him.
You know what you're doing in some ways with this? You're trading Lamar Jackson for Matthew Stafford.
To a certain extent, yes.
I mean, it's not a complete connection, but it is close enough to really, that's the end game here. And you've still got your four picks. Yeah. You still got 18 and 2 seconds and a third. Stoney.
Yes. Would I? No, I said yes to me. Would I do it? I thought about this for a while here, and it is a very tough call. There's no doubt about it. So I'm not sitting there, no brainer. Let's go for the pizzazz and the sizzle and all that stuff. Now, a year ago, if you would ask the same question, if you hypothetically the sixth pick would probably be the Lions, not the Rams,
right.
But and Jared Goff didn't have, you would say no doubt, it's a no brainer. I think so, because Jared Goff was not having a really good year.
Right. Jackson's not the quarterback that I want, though.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say yes. Not emphatically, but I would say yes. If, you know, I have to make a decision. And here's why. Number one, he's younger. Number two, I believe that with this offensive line and with St. Brown – and I believe in J-Mo. That might be wrong, but I believe in him and the things that Ben Johnson's doing. I think Lamar Jackson would thrive in this. Now, there are some downfalls. Yes, you mentioned he's gotten hurt the last two seasons. Goff has missed 3 games in the last 2 seasons as well, but it's not as much as 10. I get that. They both pass over 60%. Lamar's touchdown ratio in his career, 101-38. Goff's 155-70 with some awful pick sixes, as we pointed out. Lamar Jackson running the ball. Maybe not, he doesn't have to do it as much with that offensive line, but he did, 6 yards a carry. He's a threat. He's had no wide receivers to work with. And I know you're talking about the money, and I know it's important.
Yep.
So Lamar Jackson would make $50 million. If in our world Jared Goff is really good, you're going to have to pay him close to that anyway. So the money, if Jared Goff becomes good, really becomes negligible. It's a wash.
Oh, there's a lot of ifs in there.
Oh, of course. Well, there's a lot of ifs for everything. There's a lot of it. If there's an if, whether Jared Goff is going to have another good year, too.
Sure. But I think the biggest if is one of the things is that you're going to have to pay him nearly $50 million a year.
Right.
And the biggest if is, are you going to pay a guy that's going to be in the training room?
Okay, so the last...
There's not much debate on who is the better athlete.
Right.
That's
part of it.
Right. But part of what makes Lamar Jackson so good, and you talk about his touchdown to interception ratio, that is also benefited by his threat of running. There's extra guys in the box. There's easier secondary to throw against. And we've seen him throw against or throw to some wide open receivers and not even be in the same zip code. Everybody has those moments. So I'm not necessarily detracting Lamar from having those moments. And we've seen Jared Goff with J-Mo wide open and underthrow him, still ended up being a touchdown, but it's a gross underthrow.
And some pick sixes that Goff has had.
Correct.
Okay. Neither one's a tier one quarterback. Okay, that's my verdict on Lamar. He's not. This is super tempting.
It is.
This is like the most tempting thing that I think is realistic, because I think the Ravens are going to get to a point here. If we can get a top 10 pick for him, we'll negotiate a deal with him and trade him with some other compensation. The Lions are a unique situation that they've got the right quarterback to send to them, I think.
Yes,
and here's my take though, and this I think this is where John. Okay. I am so tempted to do this because I agree that he would thrive here, but I don't trust him to stay healthy. And I think if you took Lamar Jack, if you did this, you and give up the sixth pick, I think you could argue you're getting the best quarterback in this draft for the sixth overall pick. But I think if you just keep Goff, you could argue the same thing.
Look, I would have.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These guys are so. You're keeping the six with Goff is still more valuable.
In our world here, if we're discussing it, it's close because Goff was really, really good last year. I still think maybe it's rolling the dice that the offense can be that much better with Lamar Jackson. Well, and yes, I'm taking a chance that he'll play most of the games.
We've heard how unique the offense was that they developed around Lamar Jackson. And I think Ben Johnson is a terrific offensive mind. Is it possible that it would take a year, maybe two, to get to know Lamar Jackson, to be able to work him into the offense? And I just don't know that I want to take that time to develop the offense around Lamar Jackson when right now you have a good thing offensively.
Let me ask you this question.
Defensively, you still have a chance to show improvement where you've gone out defensively and signed secondary. You can go and with the 6 and 18 pick, continue to improve that defense. And you're looking at, I understand the chance at greatness if everything hits for Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. But you have right now the opportunity to win the division, host some playoff games, and in the next couple of years, I believe that you have a shot at a Super Bowl run.
I think you I think you have the same chance with Lamar Jackson, and the deep ball I think comes into
it's
play.
It always comes down to the sizzle.
I said it comes into play. Like I said, this is not an easy decision, and the reason it puts me over the top is that they still have a lot of draft capital. That's the reason. And I trust that Brad Holmes can get somebody really good with the 18th pick and the 2 second-round picks to fill your defensive needs.
Take it a step further. You're trading Jalen Carter and Jared Goff for Lamar Jackson. Let's put a name to it.
Trading Jalen Carter.
Here he goes. He's backing up.
That's interesting. Well, you wanted to go back to the Matthew Stafford deal, right? I mean... That's a tougher question, but I'd still make the trade. I think Lamar Jackson has a chance. That's not a guarantee to just be taking even one step further than he already has.
12 out of 17.
I just don't think this is tempting. It jives with what they're trying
first
to do.
First of all, here. I'll also put this disclaimer. This ain't ever happening. 97 won the ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.